August 28, 1902. A Call to Service. Ellen G. White. The fields are ripe, ready for the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. This is indeed true, and he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. As a people, we have had great light. Oh, that we were awake to the purposes of God and to our individual responsibility. Then would we use every gift, every talent, in the work of giving to the world the truth for this time. The number of laborers would greatly increase, and the work would grow in influence and extent. What shall we say? What can we say to arouse those who know the truth, both ministers and lay members, to a sense of their responsibility? How can they be led to feel the burden of imparting to others the truth God has entrusted to them? Darkness has covered the world, and gross darkness the people. Men and women are in need of the light of heaven. God's people are to be light bearers, shining amid the darkness of this degenerate age. All who know the truth should be impressed with the importance of giving this knowledge to others. We need now to train men and set them to work, giving them every facility for the impartation of the truth. There is at this time a great dearth of laborers. Scores of men and women might be set at work. This need should have been foreseen. We must learn to provide for emergencies. Do we realize how large a number in the world are watching our movements? From quarters where we least expect will come voices, urging us forward in the work of giving to the world the last message of mercy. Ministers and people, wake up! Be quick to recognize and seize every advantage offered in the turning wheel of providence. God and Christ and the heavenly angels are working with intense activity to hold in check the fierceness of Satan's wrath, that God's plans may not be thwarted. God lives and reigns. He is conducting the affairs of the universe. Let every soul who knows the way of salvation move forward to victory. Let there be perfect unity throughout the ranks of God's servants. Let them press the battle to the gates. As a mighty conqueror, the Lord will work for them. Our faith is not proportionate to the light God has given us. The reason for this is that the carnal mind, which is at enmity with God, has not been cleansed. When our hearts are emptied of all selfishness and cleansed by the Spirit of Christ, we shall be vessels meet for the Master's use. God is waiting for men and women to awaken to a sense of their responsibilities. He is waiting for them to link themselves with Him. Let them mark the signals for advance and no longer be laggards in working out the will of the Lord. God has given us all something to do. Those who are willing to work in self-denial and self-sacrifice will find their place. Let them press forward in harmonious action on a plane that marks the work as elevating and ennobling. Those who are successful in working for God must obtain wisdom from on high. Of himself, man can do nothing aright. And when success crowns the efforts of a worker, he is in no case to glorify himself. Those who work for God must hide self in Christ. "Learn of me," said the great teacher, "for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Even in the busiest activities of life, we are to hold quiet communion with Jesus. Only thus can we gain the clear discernment that enables us to seize every advantage that God presents for the blessing of the world. God has no use for those who seek a safe and easy place. By an unreserved consecration, we are to prepare ourselves for God's service. Our ministers are not to hover over the churches, regarding the churches in some particular territory as their special care. Believers are to have root in themselves, striking firm root in Christ, that they may bear fruit to His glory. As one man, they are to strive to attain one object, the saving of souls. Mrs. E. G. White.